Now, what's the size of a rabbit and looks like a cross between a rat and a kangaroo? Well, if you live in Australia, you'll probably have heard of the potoroo, but chances are you've never actually seen one. They were considered a pest by first settlers, so foxes were introduced. These days, the rat kangaroos are nearly extinct. Now, though, their numbers have been boosted by a fox baiting program in the eastern state of Victoria. Phil Mercer has been out with the rangers of the Southern Arc Project.
If they do get separated, he gives that little cry, and Mum comes back to get him. Just grab him around the back.
Potoroos in a small pocket of eastern Victoria have defied a sustained onslaught by red foxes, which have been a curse on many native animals since they were introduced by European settlers. A concerted effort to eradicate these predators by rangers at the Southern Arc program in the Gippsland region has seen fragile populations of rat kangaroos bounce back. The project's manager, Andy Murray, says the small marsupials are beginning to thrive.
The response in the long-nosed potoroo population has been remarkable. We've basically gone from a situation where we caught one potoroo every 1,400 trap nights to one in every six trap nights. So there's been this remarkable increase in the population of these native ground-dwelling mammals.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you. He feels fluffy and sharp.
The potoroo is listed as vulnerable across much of Australia. However, one member of the family, the Gilbert's potoroo, is the country's most endangered mammal. There are thought to be fewer than 40 of them left in the wild. Over the past 200 years, Australia's biodiversity has declined more than any continent. Various factors have been at work, including loss of habitat, the spread of invasive species, and climate change.
Phil Mercer reporting on New Hope for the Potoroos. I'm Helen Faulks, and now a reminder of today's main world news from the BBC. The UN Secretary-General has urged foreign donors to increase aid to Pakistan. He said he'd never seen...